Matt Bevan is back with the updates on the breaking news out of Britain, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely, Fran. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has suffered another humiliating defeat on the floor of the House of Commons, with MPs rejecting her Brexit deal again.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391. So the noes have it. The noes have it. Unlock!
So that's a margin of 149, if my maths is correct. Yesterday, everyone seemed pretty happy about the whole thing, so it's slightly surprising that it's gone down. But something important changed since yesterday, and it's kind of complicated, so I'll give you a little explainer. The problem is all about Ireland and what would happen if the UK and the EU got into a situation after Brexit where there would need to be border checks between the two separate jurisdictions. If that was the case, the border between the UK and the EU would go through the English Channel, but then theoretically, it would also then go through the island of Ireland, separating the Republic of Ireland from Northern Ireland. Nobody wants that, so the two sides, Theresa May and the EU, came up with the idea of the Irish backstop, whereby the border between the UK and the EU would kind of be in the Irish Sea for trade purposes. Northern Ireland kind of stays in the EU, and when they trade with the UK, they have to do border checks, but not too many border checks because the UK would stay inside the EU's customs area. Now, the plan would be that that would only remain in place, that situation, for a little while before they could sort something else out. But there's no guarantee of what that new arrangement would be, or whether, if they wanted to, the EU could just lock the backstop situation in and the UK wouldn't legally be able to dump it and get out of it. The Brexiteers don't like that at all, and that's why they voted against it in January, sending Theresa May back to negotiate again. That she did, and yesterday she said that she'd improve the deal.
Having an insurance policy to guarantee that there will never be a hard border in Northern Ireland is absolutely right. The deal that MPs voted on in January was not strong enough in making that clear, and legally binding changes were needed to set that right. Today, we have agreed them. Now is the time to come together, to back this improved Brexit deal, and to deliver on the instruction of the British people.
The concern that the UK would be trapped in the Irish backstop arrangement came in part from the legal advice provided to the government by the Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox. He raised the legal risk of being trapped in the backstop back in November. When he addressed the House overnight, he had to address the issue of whether this new arrangement the PM had struck with the EU changed his legal opinion.
Mr. Speaker, last night in Strasbourg, the Prime Minister secured legally binding changes that strengthen and improve the withdrawal agreement and the political declaration. Let me make it clear. The legal risk, as I set it out in my letter of the 13th of November, remains unchanged.
So he essentially said that though he thought the chances of falling into the trap were decreased, the trap was there nonetheless, and that there was still the potential of getting stuck in the backstop. That was really what torpedoed Theresa May's hopes of striking a deal today, although there was still a bit of a question as to how MPs would vote. One MP, by the name of Steve Double, said 20 minutes before the vote he still didn't know which way he was going
to
vote.
But I have to tell you, it is a choice I do not want to have to make between, and if you'll excuse my language, Mr. Speaker, a turd of a deal which has now been taken away and polished and is now a polished turd, but it might be the best turd that we've got before us.
Theresa May is having a very, very difficult day. In addition to suffering another defeat, she's also clearly suffering from a very sore throat. Here was her response to losing the vote.
On a point of order, Mr. Speaker, I profoundly regret the decision that this House has taken tonight. I continue to believe that by far the best outcome is that the United Kingdom leaves the European Union in an orderly fashion with a deal. And that the deal we've negotiated is the best and indeed the only deal available.
So, 17 days till Brexit, and again, nobody knows what's going to happen next. Theresa May outlined her plan for the next few days.
Therefore, tonight we will table a motion for debate tomorrow to test whether the House supports leaving the European Union without a deal on the 29th of March. And I have personally struggled with this choice, as I'm sure many other honourable members will. I'm passionate about delivering the result of the referendum, but I equally passionately believe that the best way to do that is to leave in an orderly way with a deal. If the House votes to leave without a deal on the 29th of March, it will be the policy of the government to implement that decision. If the House declines to approve leaving without a deal on the 29th of March, the government will, following that vote, bring forward a motion on Thursday on whether Parliament wants to seek an extension to Article 50.
So the plan is they'll have a vote on whether they want to leave with no deal, and then they'll have a vote on whether they want to extend Article 50, pushing the deadline back from 17 days to some other unknown date. But if they decide to try and extend that deadline, there is no guarantee that the EU will agree to that, because the EU will probably go, well, what are you going to do with your extra time? What's the difference going to be? The opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has been up and addressing the situation.
Point of order, Mr. Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The government has been defeated again by an enormous majority, and they must now accept their deal, their proposal, the one the Prime Minister has put, is clearly dead and does not have the support of this House. And quite clearly, no deal must be taken off the table. We've said that before, and we'll say that again. But it does mean the House has got to come together with a proposal that could be negotiated. The Labour Party has put that proposal, and we will put that proposal again.
So, Fran, it seems May's deal is out, so that leaves Corbyn's deal, no Brexit referendum, and any other options you want to come up with.
Yeah, it's a mess. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan.